Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 42.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The sergeant-at-arms will close the doors. We'd ask members and guests to please silence their electronic devices. This afternoon's prayer will be offered by Representative Galliard. Members and visitors in the gallery are asked to please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Representative Galliard.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. If we could have just a moment of silence for those that may pray differently than I do or who may not pray at all. God, we thank you that you are a prayer-answering God and a covenant-keeping God. We thank you for your word that promises us that if we abide in you and your words abide in us, we can ask what we desire and we shall receive it. Thank you for the promise that the effective, fervent prayers of a righteous person avails much. We come, God, thanking you for the gift of prayer, the fact that we can come to you, who alone have all power, all authority, and all majesty. We lift up, God, the Speaker of our House. We lift up every elected official, those who are long-standing statesmen and stateswomen, and those who are newly elected. Pray, God, that as we legislate today, we be mindful of those who have and those who have not. Pray, God, that we will be mindful of those who are educated and those who are not as well educated. And I pray that we will be mindful that in this chamber, we have to give an account for our deeds, our discussions, and every vote. And then, God, I want to pray for the loss of life in Durham today. I want to pray for the loss of property. I want to pray for our first responders and those who put their lives on the line that we might live in a safe and just society. And then remember, God, the support staff today, sergeant-at-arms and principal clerk's office and every committee and work group, that when we leave this place today, you'd be able to say of us, well done, good and faithful servants, well done. Be pleased by all we do and say. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for April 9th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Lewis moves the journal for April 9th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. Members, please join me in welcoming our nurse of the day who's with us today, Amy Merritt from Watha, North Carolina. Thanks for being with us, ma'am. Members, in just a bit, we are going to take care of some business first, but in just a bit, we'll go into recess. During that time, the chair is going to delegate someone to do the introductions of bills and the committee reports at that time. For what purpose does the gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, rise?
Mr. Speaker, I have submitted a representative statement with the clerk. I ask that it be read in its entirety upon adjournment and spread across the journal, and would like to be recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege on the statement.
Yes, sir. Just a moment. The House will come to order. The gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker and members, I'm very pleased to stand here today and acknowledge that we have a great group of friends in the gallery from Campbell University. We are numerous alumni, students, and friends who have been wandering the halls here today and are joining us to watch this session. Campbell is the private university of choice in North Carolina. Campbell has educated more native North Carolinians than any other private school in the state. 80% of Campbell University's students call North Carolina home. I'm also honored to recognize the Campbell men's basketball team, who had an outstanding year and were regularly featured on ESPN Sports Center and other programs for some amazing plays and amazing players. I'd like to give a special recognition to senior Chris Clemens, who will graduate from Campbell next month and end his career as the all-time NCAA Division I scoring leader in the state of North Carolina, the number three all-time NCAA Division I scoring leader among all programs nationwide. He finished this season averaging 30.1 points a game, the first time in more than 25 years that a Division I player has averaged 30 points a game. Chris, we certainly wish you and all of your teammates the very best going into the future. And I'm proud to be Campbell's representative in the State House. And I am very, very proud of the university and salute the men's basketball team. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative Lewis. The chair will direct the remarks, the resolution be read at the conclusion of session. It's also the pleasure of the chair to extend the courtesies of the gallery to the following individuals who are seated in the House gallery this afternoon. And we'll call your names with you. Please stand. Campbell Board Chairman Ben Thompson, President Brad Creed, Vice President Britt Davis, alumni Carol Leggett, Sue Ann Forrest, and Sarah Swain, undergraduate students Brendy Blewett, Rachel Davis, and Valerie York. Also, please welcome the head men's basketball coach, Kevin McGeehan, and his assistant coaches of staff, Peter Thomas, Kevin Smith, Kenneth White, Andrew Galski, Logan Johnson, and Nick Holliday. Also, Campbell Athletics administrators are here as well. Athletic Director Wanda Watkins, Ricky Ray, Jared Fries, and Chris Heemeyer. Finally, our Fighting Campbell's men basketball team who are with us, Andrew Udy, Corey Gensler, Ladarius Knight, Ja'Cora Nelson, Noah Saunders, Jordan Whitfield, and Chris Clemens, the all-time NCAA Division I scoring leader in the state of North Carolina. Please join me in welcoming these folks. Lady from New Hanover, Representative Grange, is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, having submitted a representative statement with the clerk, I ask that it be read in its entirety upon adjournment and spread across the journal, and would like to be recognized to speak to the statement.
Chair directs the statement be read upon adjournment. The lady is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker and members. Today we are privileged to have the North Carolina Veterans Council with us. North Carolina is definitely a military-friendly state, home to six major military installations, including Fort Bragg, Camp Lejeune, Marine Corps Air Station Cherry Point, Marine Corps Air Station New River, Seymour Johnson Air Force Base, and U.S. Coast Guard Base Elizabeth City. The veteran population in North Carolina is nearly 800,000 strong and is the seventh highest population of veterans in the country. Many of these veterans have served during wartime, including World War II, the Korean conflict, Vietnam, the Gulf Wars, and Afghanistan. Veterans live in every county in North Carolina. They own more than 14,000 small businesses in North Carolina, including 4,000 service-disabled veteran-owned small businesses. The North Carolina Veterans Council, represented here today, has the mission of advancing the interests of veterans in this state. The council is made up of several veterans organizations, including the VFW, Disabled American Veterans, the American Legion, AMVETS, Military Order of the Purple Heart, Vietnam Veterans of America, Marine Corps League, Fleet Reserve Association, the Benevolent and Protective Order of the Elks of the USA, the Military Officers Association of America, and Paralyzed Veterans of America. The debt we Americans owe our military veterans can never be repaid. They have signed on the dotted line to defend the U.S. Constitution with their lives. As North Carolinians and as a legislature, we should continue to support our veterans every way possible and strive to be the most friendly, military-friendly state in the Union. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Grange. Members, on motion of all members of the House. The chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to the North Carolina Veterans Council and any and all veterans in the gallery. Also, Secretary Hall is with us. Would you all please join so we could welcome you and thank you. Thank you for being with us today. If the pages would come forward, we're going to introduce them momentarily. Also, on a few other recognitions, on motion of the gentleman from Wilkes, Representative Elmore, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to the students and parents of the North Carolina Virtual Academy and Connections Academy who are here with us today. They attend virtual public charter schools authorized by this legislature. Would y'all please stand so we can welcome you? Over here to the left. Thank you very much. On motion of the gentleman from Alamance, Representative Riddell, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to a contingent here visiting the General Assembly on behalf of the Convention of States Project. Would y'all please stand? Over here on the left side. Thank you. On motion of the lady from Wilson County, Representative Farmer Butterfield, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to members of the Lynx Incorporated from across the state and at their annual legislative day, and as well as their coordinator, Kay Webb. Would y'all please stand so we could welcome you? Right here on the right. Also, on motion of all members, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to the North Carolina Academy of Physician Assistants who are here with us today. Would y'all please stand? Thank you for being with us as well. On motion of the member from Mecklenburg County, Representative Clark, chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to a group of folks here with Moms Demand Action. Please stand if you would. Glad to have you with us today. On behalf of the members representing Cumberland County, Representatives Soka, Lucas, Richardson, and Floyd, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to David Kai, Heidi Baker, Henry Tyson, Heather McCauley, Michael Bailey and Christine Johnson, who are all here with the Greater Fayetteville Chamber of Commerce. Would y'all please stand so we could welcome you? Back here on the left. Thanks for being with us today. And now for the introductions of our pages, if the House would come to order. For the pages, you're going to be introduced momentarily by the clerk. When you hear your name called, please acknowledge that so that my colleagues and I will know who each of you are. Clerk will introduce
you. Aaron Bembridge, Dare County, sponsored Representative Bobby Hennig. Fabian Horton, Cumberland County, sponsored Representative Elmer Floyd. Chloe Schubert, Dare County, sponsored Representative Bobby Hennig. Dalton Snipes, Gaston County, sponsor Representative John Torbert. Natalie Stone, Vance County, sponsor Representative Lisa Barnes.
To our pages, we want to welcome you, and to my colleagues, please join me in welcoming our pages with us this week. Calendar, House Bill 237. The clerk will read.
Representatives Butler and Eiler, House Bill 237, a bill to be entitled Act to allow the Planning Board of hold hearings and make final decisions of zoning amendments requested by Brunswick County. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
The House will come to order. For what purpose is the lady from New Hanover, Representative Butler Rice?
Speak on the bill.
Lady has floor to debate the bill.
Colleagues, this is a bill that comes to us from the County Commission of Brunswick County. Brunswick County is a quick-growing county, and they would like to have the authority to delegate some of their development processes delegated to the Planning Commission. I know of no opposition to the bill. It has received a favorable report both in local and state, as well as rules, calendar, and operations of the House. I would appreciate your green vote on the bill. It is being used by other municipalities and counties across the state, such as the City of Durham, Cabarrus County, Davidson County, City of Gastonia, Guilford County, Randolph County, etc. Thank you.
What purpose, gentleman from Brunswick, Representative Eiler Rice?
To speak on the bill.
Gentleman has floor to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just want to reiterate what my colleague has said, and that the vote at the County Commission was unanimous, and everybody's for it. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Bill 237 on second reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 237, having passed its second reading, will without objection be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 237 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 237, having passed its third reading, will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 90. Clerk will read.
Representatives Horn and Farmer Butterfield, House Bill 90, a bill to be entitled an act requiring the Department of Public Instruction accepting the Children's Division to develop as part of the policies and procedures of the system to evaluate of the Division of Technical Assistance and Support Programs provided by local education agencies and to direct certain agencies to study the feasibility of local education agencies participating in the HEAL Xenex, and recommend by the Joint Legislative Program Evaluation Oversight Committee. General Assembly of North Carolina.
The gentleman from Union, Representative Horn, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, House Bill 90 is a result of a PED study completed in December of last year. This bill has been through House K-12. It's been through Health and Rules, all reported out favorably. The reports from PED found minimal evidence of service duplication, but did suggest that there needs to be some work on some record keeping. So the bill requires DPI to develop and implement evaluation tools to collect feedback from EC directors. I ask your approval of the bill.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House, passage of House Bill 90 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Following members, Mr. Cord, Smith of Wayne, Potts, Goodwin, Hannig. Goodwin and Hannig, there's a green and a red button there on your desk. Clerk of lot machine, record the vote. 113 haven't voted in the affirmative, none of the negative. House Bill 90 passed the second reading and will without objection be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House. Passed House Bill 90 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. Guys have it. House Bill 90, having passed third reading, will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 195, the clerk will read.
Representatives White, Rydell, Zoka, and Cunningham, House Bill 195, a bill to be entitled an act implementing North Carolina Board of Nursing technical changes, procedural efficiencies, and free ceiling increases. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Lady from Johnston, Representative White, recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill has been to Health, Judiciary, Finance, and Rules. And I won't speak what Representative Horn just said, but now it's come to heaven to you all. So the Board of Nursing was just a technical procedural corrections, revising some pre-HIPAA language. The Board of Nursing is the first Board of Nursing in the United States, and it's the first board that allows their nurses to that you all, the General Assembly, have allowed nurses to select their board, to vote on their Board of Nursing members. So this is purely a technical bill with one caveat. It has been 23 years since they had a ceiling increase on licensure fees. The licensure fees cannot go up but 20% a year, but it's been 23 years since they've had a ceiling increase, and that's one of the asks. And again, it's been vetted through Health, Judiciary, Finance, and Rules, and I would appreciate your consideration today. Thank you.
For what purpose, gentlemen from Cabarrus, Representative Pittman Rice?
Ask bill sponsor a question.
Lady from Johnston, yield to the gentleman from Cabarrus.
Yes.
Shields.
Thank you. I was wondering on page 7, line 15, and following, says something about all licensees shall self-report number of things, felony arrest, this sort of thing. That sounds good, but I'm just wondering, how do you enforce self-reporting? How do you make sure that they actually do it?
If there has been an arrest or an indictment or anything, there's a record of that, and the Board of Nursing monitors that, so they are aware before you self-report, yes.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House, passage of House Bill 195 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Clerk will light machine record the vote. 110 having voted in the affirmative, 2 in the negative. House Bill 195 passes second reading. Will without objection. Be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 195 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. Ayes have it. House Bill 195 having passed third reading will be sent to the Senate. Members, we're going to skip over 243 and amendments being drafted. House Bill 250. The clerk will read.
Representatives Dobson, Lambert, Potts, and Black, House Bill 250, a bill to be entitled an act amending statutes pertaining to the Department of Health and Human Services to ensure compliance with federal law and to make technical changes, other modifications, statutes pertaining to Medicaid, child support, vocational rehabilitation, assisted living, state consumer and family advisory committee, employee assistance, professional adoption, and child abuse and neglect. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Gentleman from McDowell, Representative Dobson, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, this bill comes to us at the request of the Department of Health and Human Services. It's been through Health Policy, Finance, and Rules with unanimous support. I'll go through it briefly. Section 1 makes clarifying and technical changes to North Carolina's subrogation laws. Section 2, to conform to federal law, allows electronic communication and internet service providers to furnish DHHS specific information for the purpose of collecting child support. Section 3 modifies the name of the Vocational Rehabilitation Council to conform to federal law. Section 4 requires the department to certify or verify that an assisted living administrator, before receiving their license, does not have a finding of neglect, abuse, misappropriation of property, diversion of drugs, or fraud listed on the healthcare personnel registry established under the general statute. 5.1 changes the appointment allocation to the State Consumer and Family Advisory Committee. 6.1 repeals the Employee Assistance Professional Licensure Article. This board and licensure is no longer needed and is disbanded at their request. Section 7 conforms to federal law and basically states that nationality can't be used when making a determination of placing a child in a home. Section 8 tightens the language and conforms to federal changes. It provides specific immunity for individuals who provide information and assistance, including medical evaluations, in connection with a report of child abuse or neglect in order to conform to federal law. Members, that's the basis of the bill, and I'd appreciate your support today.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House, passage of House Bill 250 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock machine record the vote. 113 having voted in the affirmative, none in the negative. House Bill 250 passes second reading and will without objection be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 250 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Ayes have it. House Bill 250 having passed third reading. Bill will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 276. The clerk will read.
Representatives Rydell, Fraley, Clemens, and Ross, House Bill 276, a bill to be entitled an act to modify the definitions of low-performing schools and to make associated changes to the types of schools that may be approved for, to reform models. Gentleman from North Carolina, an act.
Gentleman from Alamance, Representative Rydell, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Friends, what you have before you is a bill that passed unanimously 2 years ago. I'm bringing it back for our attention once more. It modifies our low-performing school definition in this fashion. Currently, the law states if a school receives a performance grade of D or F and has met growth or not met growth, it would be classified as low-performing. The change that's made in this bill is this. If a school has met growth, they would not be declared low-performing anymore. They could still have a D or an F grade, but as long as they are meeting growth, they are not to be referred to as or classified as low-performing. Now, just a couple of statistics for you real quick. Currently, there are 53 D and F schools in North Carolina that exceeded growth, but how many people know that? And there's also 75 A or B schools that did not meet growth. How many people know that? So what this seeks to do is put in balance a more clear definition, a more fair definition of our low-performing schools, and I ask for your support. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House, passage of House Bill 276 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Clerk will like machine record the vote. 112 having voted in the affirmative, 1 in the negative. House Bill 276 passes second reading. Will without objection be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina, an act.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 276 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 276 having passed third reading will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 340. Clerk will read.
Representatives Martin, Cleveland, and Bell, House Bill 340, a bill to be entitled an act to amend the requirements for an individual appointed as compact commissioner under the Interstate Compact and Educational Opportunity for Military Children. General Assembly of North Carolina, an act.
Gentleman from Wake, Representative Martin, recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Members, this bill comes to us as a recommendation of the North Carolina Military Affairs Commission, which is a state commission set up to provide advice on North Carolina's military to state government. I'm a member of that commission along with Representative Cleveland and Representative Bell, who joined me today as primary sponsors. The bill deals with the Interstate Compact on Educational Opportunities for Military Children. We passed a law many, many years ago enrolling North Carolina in that compact, which seeks to ease the transition of military students as their parents are transferred, say, from Fort Hood, Texas to Fort Bragg, North Carolina, and so on. It's been a huge success. As the NCMAC looked at it, though, we decided to recommend a slight tweak to it. Every interstate compact has a compact commission that's governed by commissioners appointed by the member states. So North Carolina has a commissioner appointed to this compact also. There's a sense that the initial definition and requirements for commissioner was too narrow. This bill just broadens that a little bit. Happy to answer any questions. The bill passed through rules and education K through 12 without any objection.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, question for the House. Passage of House Bill 340 on its second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representative Dahl, would the lady like to record on this vote? Clerk lock machine, record the vote. 114 having voted in the affirmative, none of the negative. House Bill 340 passed its second reading and will without objection be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina, next.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 340 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Having passed third reading, House Bill 340 will be sent to the Senate. Members, the chair would ask you to please join me in extending the courtesies of the gallery to a group of students, actually from my home county of Cleveland County, a group of students here from Burns Middle School in Lawndale. Would y'all please stand so we could welcome you? Thanks for being here. looks like half the population of Upper Cleveland County is here today. So glad to have y'all here. Hope you have a great trip. House Bill 388, Corporal Reed.
Representatives White, Dobson, Cunningham, and Sasser, House Bill 388, a bill to be entitled Immunizing Pharmacists. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Lady from Johnston, Representative White, recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. First of all, I'd like to thank the General Assembly for passing this bill in 2013, and all we're doing today is adding three different additional vaccinations, zero group B, human HPV, and hepatitis A. This is a bill to allow pharmacists who have been trained and have been doing this now since 2013 without event to give immunizations in their pharmacies. We have, in addition to adding the three additional vaccinations, we are reducing the age to 10 for a child to be able to get the flu vaccine by protocol, and also for children 6 to 10 to be able to get the vaccination if their doctor or other healthcare provider has written a prescription and has assessed them and sent that to the pharmacist. This has been going on since 2013, and we're just adding these the flu vaccine for children. This is something that parents want, because if they have three siblings, they can just take them to one place and get their vaccination. And a lot of pediatricians are not stocking the flu vaccine because it changes so often, and so the pharmacist has it readily. So I would appreciate your support to increasing access to health care. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House, passage of House Bill 388 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. We have Representative Clemens and Batcher in a serious conversation. If the ladies would like to record, clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 114 having voted in the affirmative, none in the negative. House Bill 388 passes its second reading. Will without objection. You're at third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 388 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 388, having passed third reading, will be sent to the Senate. House Bill 411, clerk will read.
Representatives Horn, Corbin, Elmore, and Johnson, House Bill 411, a bill to be entitled an act to combine the career and college readiness indicators used for school performance grades and for the purpose of compliance with federal law in grades 9 through 12. General Assembly of North Carolina enact.
Jump for Union, Representative Horn, recognize debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The sense of the bill is right in the title of the bill. It's a request by the State Board of Education to clarify and meet federal reporting requirements. Appreciate your support.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, question for the House. Passage of House Bill 411 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representative Meyer, Representative Jackson, gentlemen wish to record. Clerk will lock machine record the vote. 114 having voted in the affirmative, none of the negative. House Bill 411 passed its second reading. Will without objection. Be read third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina enact.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 411 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 411, having passed third reading, will be sent to the Senate. House Joint Resolution 506. The clerk will read.
Representative Lewis, House Joint Resolution 506, a joint resolution confirming the appointment of Steve Warren as a Special Superior Court Judge. The House resolved this. House Senate concur.
Jump from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognize debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker and members, House Joint Resolution 506 is the confirmation of Steve Warren as a Special Superior Court Judge. The General Assembly was notified of the Governor's desire to appoint Steve Warren to fill a vacancy that occurred on January 10th, 2019. Mr. Warren's credentials, as well as his statement of economic interest, and all of the other appropriate forms have been reviewed. He was found by the Rules Committee to be in good standing, and I would ask for your support of this resolution. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further discussion? Further debate? If not, the question before the House, passage of House Joint Resolution 506 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. The clerk will light machine record the vote. 114 having voted in the affirmative, none in the negative. House Joint Resolution 506 passed its second reading. Will without objection be read a third time.
House resolves, Senate concur.
Question before the House, passage of House Joint Resolution 506 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Joint Resolution 506 having passed its third reading will be sent to the Senate. The chair is going to direct that House Bill 243 be removed from today's calendar and calendar tomorrow. By way of information on that, that's Representative Riddell's bill, and I believe he's working on an amendment. So that will conclude our calendar today. Let me could bring you up to date on our schedule for this week and next. So please pay attention, because you're going to see the schedule get mixed up a little bit here for the next few days. We will have votes tomorrow. We will have a number of bills on tomorrow's calendar. So just be aware of that. And the chair is intending, we're going to confer with the schedule, but the chair is looking at either a 10 or 11 a.m. session tomorrow. We'll do it as early as we can, but I need to see what committees are meeting, so we'll report that back momentarily. Next week, there will be votes Monday and Tuesday, but that's it. No votes Wednesday or Thursday. So plan on votes Monday night. Plan on votes in probably a pretty busy day, Tuesday morning, Tuesday early afternoon, but we will conclude our business on Tuesday in compliance with the previously determined time for the spring recess to commence Wednesday through Wednesday. So please note that for your planning purposes. But again, in order to achieve that, does mean there will be a pretty robust calendar tomorrow, as well as Monday and Tuesday. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and go to notices and announcements. For what purpose is the gentleman from Macon, Representative Corbin Rice?
Point of personal privilege.
The gentleman's recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
I'd like to recognize my daughter Maggie on the celebrating her 27th birthday today, and she's a 26-year, 9-month cancer survivor. I'm proud of that.
What purpose the lady from New Hanover, Representative Grange, rise?
For an announcement.
The lady has the floor for an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to announce the formation of the Joint Military Veterans Caucus. The Joint Military Veterans Caucus will work on issues affecting North Carolina's veterans, military families, installations, and military businesses. The objective is to discuss and advance issues of importance to North Carolina's military veteran and military business community. The co-chairs on the House side are Representative Torbett, myself, and Representative Martin. And the Senate co-chairs are Senator Don Davis, Senator Harry Brown, and Senator Kirk DeVere.
If the Regulatory Reform Committee chamber committee chairs could approach the dais, the chair would appreciate it. For what purpose does the gentleman from Person, Representative Yarbrough, rise? For what purpose does the gentleman from Cabarrus, Representative Pittman, rise?
Point of personal privilege.
The gentleman is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
I hope this is appropriate for that, Mr. Speaker. Got an email earlier from somebody at WREL asking me about a tweet purporting to be from me about something about laughing out loud, Brightleaf Square exploded. Wanted to know if that was a genuine tweet from me. Just let you know, I do not have a Twitter account. I have never had a Twitter account. I never want to have a Twitter account. Someone is pretending to be me. I know one person personally who does this, and this may be that person or another. I don't know. But somebody has a Twitter account in my name and puts this kind of stuff up occasionally, trying to make me look bad. I never even heard of Brightleaf Square until I saw this. So I didn't do it. I wouldn't do that. And I just want you to know, I don't have a Twitter account. So if you see anything on Twitter, it's supposed to be from me. It ain't. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Durham, Representative Hawkins, rise?
Point of personal privilege.
The gentleman is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to rise for 2 points. My first is today, 150 years ago, the city of Durham was incorporated. And so we are starting the year-long celebration of 150 years of progress, of being an incredible city to live, work, and play, the establishment of Research Triangle Park, a place that we can all be proud of. The second part of my point of personal privilege is to discuss what happened today with the Durham explosion in downtown. Representative Reeves, Representative Morey, and Representative Black would like to ask everyone to join us in sending thoughts and prayers. There was a gas line hit during routine construction in downtown Durham, where all of our districts actually meet. There is one confirmed dead, one fatality, and 16 injured, and many that are going to be impacted for months to come. And so we just like our colleagues to join us and join the people of the city and county of Durham in sending your thoughts and prayers and condolences to those involved today. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Hawkins. For what purpose does the gentleman from Wayne, Representative Bell, rise?
For an announcement.
The gentleman has the floor for an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Our Republicans will caucus immediately after session in 12:28. We were going to recess, but we blew through the calendar faster than expected. Please be prompt, which means please be on time. And yes, you do need to attend. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Gaston, Representative Torbett, rise?
For an announcement, Mr. Speaker.
The gentleman has the floor for an announcement.
It's been brought to my attention, Mr. Speaker, that when growing up, all kids in the early years are taught to count the following way. That's 1, 2, Earnhardt. And with that, I'd like to announce the reestablishment of Joint Legislative Motor Sports Caucus 2019-2020. I'm also doing this on behalf of Representative Linda Johnson, and we pray for her swift return. The mission statement of the caucus, the mission of the Joint Motorsports Caucus is to promote and advocate for the motorsports industry with the goal of strengthening, growing, and maintaining the industry in North Carolina. This year's chairs will be Representative Linda Johnson, Representative John Torbett, Representative Jason Sain, Senator Jerry Tillman, Senator Rick Gunn, and Senator Bill Rabin. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
For what purpose, gentleman from Pitt, Representative Murphy, rise.
Announcement.
Gentleman has the floor for an announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Health Policy Committee will be meeting 15 minutes after session tomorrow.
For what purpose, gentleman from Person, Representative Yarber, rise.
For an announcement.
Gentleman is recognized for an announcement.
Regulatory Reform Committee is scheduled to meet at 11 tomorrow in room 1228. It appears likely we'll still be in session, so I request that the members pay attention and meet immediately after session in room 1228.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Vance, Representative Garrison, rise?
For personal privilege.
Just a moment. The House will come to order. The gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Yeah, I rise to share with those of you who may not know about an unfortunate situation, the passing of Theosius T. Clayton, better known as T.T. Clayton, Attorney Clayton of Warren County. Attorney Clayton happens to be, was the husband of Congresswoman Eva Clayton. He has passed, and his viewing will be this evening at 6 p.m. At the Board Royster Funeral Home in Warrenton. And his funeral will be tomorrow at 1 p.m. at the Presbyterian Church in Henderson. Attorney Clayton was an outstanding person, outstanding man, outstanding citizen, an outstanding attorney, a great civil rights advocate, just a great citizen for the state of North Carolina. I ask those of you who will to share with me in expressing our deepest sympathy to the passing of T.T. Clayton to Congresswoman Eva Clayton and her family.
Thank you, Representative Garrison. For what purpose does the gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Floyd, rise?
Mr. Speaker, to see if the rules chair will yield for a question.
Gentleman from Harnett, yield to the gentleman from Cumberland.
I do, sir.
Yields.
Representative Lewis, we were the rules supposed to meet 15 minutes after the session. So have we changed the time, or could you give us a time for us?
Thank you for the question, Representative Floyd. I was actually going to seek recognition to announce that the Rules Committee meeting scheduled for 15 minutes after session has been rescheduled. It will now meet at 3:45 in room 1228. We'll consider in House Bill 193, Greensboro Small Business Enterprise, House Bill 226, 2019, AOC Legislative Changes, and House Bill 529, Wastewater Consumption. We may or may not, and I hate to say this this way, we may or may not be hearing the three bills that passed unanimously out of elections today. It depends on how fast the staff can turn them around. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Any further notices or announcements? For what purpose does the gentleman from Wake, Representative Jackson Rice?
For an announcement.
The gentleman has the floor for an announcement.
Mr. Speaker, House Democrats will not caucus this afternoon. However, if you're on Health Policy Committee, the meeting that we had planned to start 15 minutes after session will start 15 minutes after session. Thank you.
Any further notices or announcements? If not, the gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House adjourn to reconvene on Thursday, April 11th at 11 o'clock a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Lewis moves, seconded by Representative Bowles, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Thursday, April 11th at 11 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Stand adjourned.
The committee reports and bills and resolutions to assign to committee. So you just hold it down. Committee reports, clerk will read.
Representative Grange and Hall, Elections and Ethic Law Committee report, House Bill 21, revised McDowell County Board of Education districts, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and re-refer to rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Original bill, unfavorable calendar, committee substitute, re-refer to rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Howard, Setzer, Zolka, Conrad, Ross, and Warren, Finance Committee report, House Bill 204, Town of Beaufort, annexation, favorable, and re-referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Re-referred, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
House Bill 389, ABC University Athletics Facility, favorable, and re-referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Re-referral, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
House Bill 444, modified BOBE fees and reciprocity. Favorable and re-refer to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Re-referral, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Senate Bill 63, City of Kannapolis Annexation. Favorable and re-refer to State and Local Government.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Committee reports. Clerk will continue to read. Senate Bill 63, having been read, re-referred to the Committee on State and Local Government. Clerk will read.
Senate Bill 80, China Grove Satellite Annexation, favorable and re-referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Re-referred Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
House Bill 108, PED, Safekeeper Health and Cost Recovery Pact, favorable committee substitute number 2, unfavorable committee substitute number 1, and re-referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Committee substitute number 1, unfavorable calendar. Committee substitute number 2, favorable and re-referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
House Bill 120, clarify 5 district funding eligibility. Favorable committee substitute number 2, unfavorable committee substitute number 1, and re-referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Committee substitute number 1, unfavorable calendar. Committee substitute number 2, re-referred to the Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representative Davis and Stevens, Judiciary Committee report. House Bill 511, NC National Guard Courts Martial, favorable and re-referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Re-referred Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
House Bill 531, Protect Tenants and Foreclosure Act Restored, favorable and re-referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Re-referred Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
House Bill 110, Protect Religious Meeting Places, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred to Education K-12.
Original bill, unfavorable calendar, committee substitute, re-referred Education K-12.
House Bill 453, Concealed Carry, Law Enforcement Facility, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Original bill, unfavorable calendar, committee substitute, re-referred Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representative Corbin and Warren, State and Local Government Committee report. House Bill 55, Alexander County Sheriff Vacancies, favorable and re-referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Re-referred Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
House Bill 151, Caitlin's Law, favorable and re-referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Re-referred Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
House Bill 336, Extend Suspension to Spencer Mountain, favorable and re-referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Re-referred Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
House Bill 349, Wilkes County File Tax Procedure, favorable and re-referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Re-referred Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
House Bill 350, Designate NC Time Zone, Observe DST All Year, favorable and re-referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Re-referred Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
House Bill 477, four-year term, Town of Bethel, favorable and re-referred to election and ethics laws.
Re-referred ethics and election law.
House Bill 489, Lincoln County Airport Authority, favorable and re-referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Re-referred Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
House Bill 528, Indian Trail, Stallings Occupancy Tax Authority, favorable and re-referred to finance.
Re-referred finance.
Representatives Grange and Hall, Election and Ethics Law Committee report. House Bill 517, Stokes County Board of Education requests election change, favorable and re-referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Re-referred Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
House Bill 646, ID Approval Flex Mini One Stop, favorable and re-referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Re-referred Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representative Corbin and Warren, State and Local Government Committee report. House Bill 63, Protect North Carolina Workers Act, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred to Commerce.
Original bill, unfavorable calendar, committee substitute, favorable calendar, and referral to Commerce.
House Bill 299, Henderson County Bill, Community College Buildings, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Original bill, unfavorable calendar, committee substitute, re-referred Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
House Bill 365, State Board Construction Contract Claim, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred to Judiciary.
Original bill, unfavorable calendar, committee substitute, favorable calendar, re-referral to Judiciary.
House Bill 368, Bermuda Run Speed Restrictions, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Original bill, unfavorable calendar, committee substitute, re-referred Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
House Bill 481, Voter Initiative for Beaufort County, Favor committee substitute, unfavorable versus bill, and re-refer it to election and ethics law.
Original bill, unfavorable calendar. Committee substitute, re-referred, elections and ethics law.
House Bill 495, prohibit municipal regulations, off-site easement. Favorable committee substitute, unfavorable versus bill, and re-refer to rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Original bill, unfavorable calendar. Committee substitute, re-refer, rules, calendar, and operations of the House. Calendar. The clerk will read.
Introductions
of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
Representatives Davis, Faircloth, McNeil, and Richardson, House Bill 633, strengthen criminal gang laws.
Judiciary, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Kyle Hall, Sane, Quick, and Montgomery, House Bill 634, NC Freedom Park funds.
Rules, calendar, and operations of the House. If favorable, appropriations, gen government.
Representative Ross and Holly, House Bill 635, purchasing contract, benchmark property.
State and local government, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Pierce, House Bill 636, Scotland County for Special Elections Fund.
Appropriations, gen government, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Graham, House Bill 637, Southeastern Agricultural Events Center Funds.
Appropriations, agriculture, natural, and economic resources, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Graham, House Bill 638, Pembroke Flood Mitigation Funds.
Appropriations, justice, and public safety, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Sane, Jones, Destin Hall, House Bill 639, clarify role, DPI, State Board of Education staff.
Appropriations, education, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Ball, Murphy, and Clark, House Bill 640, Hunterville, Oxford, Melanoma Study Funds.
Appropriations, health and human services, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Bowles, Pierce, Bashali, and Rena Turner, House Bill 641, modification of various DPS provisions.
Judiciary, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Fraley, House Bill 642, UNC Lab School, additional funds.
Appropriations, education, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Fraley, House Bill 643, NC State Biopharmaceutical Funds.
Appropriations, education, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Fraley, House Bill 644, tuition grants for NC School Science and Mathematics graduates.
Appropriations, education, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Sane, Dixon, Jones, and Ray, House Bill 645, revision of outdoor advertising laws.
Transportation, if favorable, state and local government, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Queen and Presnell, House Bill 647, adopt Haywood County Elk Capital of NC.
Wildlife resources, if favorable, state and local government, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Warren, Hennig, Martin, and Beasley, House Bill 648, NC Fair Alignment with Impartial Redistricting State and Congressional Districts Act.
Redistricting, if favorable, elections and ethics law, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Destin Hall, Rogers, McGrady, and Richardson, House Bill 649, grand jury, if law enforcement officers charge performing duties.
Judiciary, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Zoka and Grange, House Bill 650, military retirement income tax relief.
Finance, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Tobin and Lewis, House Bill 651, adjust license plate agency ray rates, DMV advertising.
Transportation, if favorable, finance, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Tobin and Lewis, House Bill 652, clearing vehicle registration stops.
Transportation, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Tobin, House Bill 653, school transportation personnel salary changes.
Education K-12, if favorable, appropriations education, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Tobin, House Bill 654, car dealer displays must contain contact information.
Transportation, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Lambert, Murphy, Dobson, and White, House Bill 655, NC Healthcare for Working Families.
Health, if favorable, insurance, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Lambert, Dobson, Murphy, and Sasser, House Bill 656, Medicaid changes for transformation.
Health, if favorable. Insurance, if favorable. Rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Grange, Jones, Ross, and Ray. House Bill 657, clarify car dealer law applied to recreational vehicle.
Transportation, if favorable. Rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Sasser, Hennick, Murph, Humphrey. House Bill 658, allow donations for unexpired drugs.
Health, if favorable. Rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Sasser, House Bill 659, improving access to patient care.
Health, if favorable. Rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Fraley, House Bill 660, UNC, education programs funds.
Appropriations education, if favorable. Rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Fraley, House Bill 661, NC policy collaboratory funds.
Appropriations education, if favorable. Rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Fraley, House Bill 662, NC data analytics fund.
Appropriations education, if favorable. Rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Fraley, House Bill 663, UNC faculty recruitment and retention funds.
Appropriations education, if favorable. Regulatory reform.
Representative Fraley, House Bill 664, and veterans post-secondary attainment goal.
Education universities, if favorable. Rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Fraley, House Bill 665, NC completes college competitive workforce.
Education universities, if favorable. Education community colleges, if favorable. Appropriations education, if favorable. Rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Insco, Lofton, Brussels, and Willingham. House Bill 666, DOT Restore Fund State Maintenance Assistance Program.
Appropriations, transportation, if favorable. Rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Howard, Sane, Zoka, and Hunter. House Bill 667, local option sales tax flexibility.
Finance, if favorable. Rules, calendar, and operations of the House. Messages from the Senate. The clerk will read.
Senate Bill 343, Committee Substitute, Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an Act to Revise Reporting Requirements Related to Education.
Referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Reading of a representative statement. A representative statement congratulating the men's basketball team at Campbell University. Whereas the men's basketball team at Campbell University had an outstanding year and was regularly featured on ESPN SportsCenter and other programs for some amazing plays. And whereas the Fighting Camels were the Big South Conference regular season champions and earned a postseason trip to the National Invitation Tournament, NIT. And whereas the Fighting Camels finished their season with a record of 20-13, including records of 12-14 at home and 8-2 against Big South opponents. And whereas, under the leadership of Coach Kevin McGeehan, the Fighting Camels have won 57 games over the past three seasons, which is the most games in a three-year span since Campbell University joined the NCAA Division I in 1977, 1978. And whereas, several individual team members were recognized for their efforts during the year and throughout their college careers, including senior Chris Clemens, who currently is the all-time NCAA Division I scoring leader in the state of North Carolina and the third all-time NCAA Division I scoring leader among all programs nationwide. And whereas Chris finished the 2018-2019 session averaging over 30 points a game, which is the first time in more than 25 years that a Division I player has averaged 30 points a game. And whereas these accomplishments reflecting favorably on Campbell University's basketball tradition and the state of North Carolina, now therefore the members of the men's basketball team and the coaching staff at Campbell University deserve to be recognized and congratulated for their accomplishments. In witness whereof, the undersigned certifies that the foregoing statement was read in the House and placed upon the journal on this 10th day of April 2019, submitted by Representative David R. Lewis, signed by House Principal Clerk James White. Representative statement expressing gratitude and appreciation to veterans. Whereas North Carolina is proud to be home to generations of brave men and women who have valiantly defended our nation and upheld its principles of democracy and freedom. And whereas these veterans have placed our nation's security before their own lives, creating a debt that can never be fully repaid. And whereas veterans should be remembered and honored for their service and personal sacrifice for the greater good of our nation, some of whom made the ultimate sacrifice in protecting our country and the freedoms enjoyed by our citizens and all Americans. And whereas North Carolina has a rich military history and is home to six major Department of Defense, DOD, Department of Homeland Security, DHS, installations, Fort Bragg, Camp Lejeune Marine Corps Base, Cherry Point Marine Corps Air Station, and Naval Air Depot, New River Marine Corps Air Station, Seymour Johnson Air Force Base, and U.S. Coast Guard Base, Elizabeth City, as well as the Sunny Point Military Ocean Terminal, the North Carolina National Guard Reserve components, and other DOD/DHS activities and organizations. And whereas North Carolina is one of the 10 states with a veteran population of over 500,000, and whereas according to the most recent data from the National Center of Veterans Analysis and Statistics, North Carolina's veteran population is approximately 731,240,000, including 564,569 veterans who served during times of war and 166,671 who served during times of peace. And whereas of that number of veterans living in North Carolina, 21,730 served during World War II, 49,569 served during the Korean conflict, 237,871 served during the Vietnam era, and more than 281,310 have served during the Gulf Wars. And whereas as of 2018, North Carolina also served over 134,000 active duty military personnel and reserve members residing in the state, making North Carolina one of the largest active duty military populations in our entire country. Now, therefore, all the men and women who served in the United States Armed Forces deserve to be recognized and commended for their selfless service. In witness whereof, the undersigned certifies that the foregoing statement was read in the House and placed upon the journal on the 10th day of April, 2019, submitted by Representative Holly Grange, submitted by Representative Greer Martin, signed by House Principal Clerk James White. On motion of the chair, House Bill 634, short title Funds for NC Freedom Park, is withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, Counter, and Operations of the House and recommitted to the Committee on Appropriations, General Government, and a serial referral to the Committee on Rules, Counter, and Operations of the House is added. A motion of the chair, House Bill 663, short title UNC Faculty Recruitment and Retention Funds. A SERA referral to reg reform is stricken, and a SERA referral to the Committee on Rules, Counter and Operations of the House is added. Representative Hurley and Representative Sauls are recognized to send forth the House Education Community College report. Memorandum, two members of the House of Representatives from Representative Pat Hurley and Representative John Sauls, co-chairs House Education Community Colleges regarding report of Community Colleges Committee on the State Board of Community College Election and Vacancy Election pursuant to General Statute 115D-2.1 in paren B in paren 4 F. The House Education Community College Committee met on April 9th, 2019, the majority of members being present, and submits the following nominees in alphabetical order to be considered by the House of Representatives for election to the State Board of Community Colleges for membership to a six-year term beginning July 1st, 2019. Mr. Jeffrey Atkinson, Mr. Ronald Lingle, Mr. Harry Nath, Ms. Tammy Simmons, Mr. David Willis, pursuant to General Statute 115D-2.1 in paren 4, in paren 4, in paren B, in paren 4, E. The House Education Community College Committee met on April 9th, 2019. The majority of members being present and submits the following nominees in alphabetic order to be considered by the House of Representatives for election to the State Board of Community College for membership to a vacant seat expiring June 30th, 2021. Mr. Jeffrey Atkinson, Mr. Thomas Kieher, Ms. C. Neal McLeod, Mr. Robert Welch, Mr. David Willis. No additional nominees shall be received from the floor. The above nominees are legally qualified to serve and are willing to serve if elected. Signed by Representative Pat Hurley and Representative John Saul, co-chairs for the House Education Community College Committee. The election for the State Board of Community Colleges will be on April 11th. Representative Lewis is recognized to send forth committee report. House Bill 21, Revised McDowell County Board of Education Districts, favorable. House Bill 21 will be placed on the calendar of April 11th. House Bill 193, Greensboro Small Business Enterprise. House Bill 193 will be placed on the calendar of April 11th. House Bill 226, 2019 AOC Legislative Changes Agency Bill. House Bill 226 will be placed on the calendar of April 11th. House Bill 517, Stokes County Board of Education requested election changes, favorable. House Bill 517 will be placed on the calendar of April 11th. And House Bill 529, Utilities, Water, and Wastewater Consumption, favorable. House Bill 529 will be placed on the calendar of April 11th. The following bills, which were just reported, will be placed on the calendar pursuant to Rule 36B. Representative Lewis is recognized to send forth the Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House Committee Report. House Bill 646, ID Approval, Flex, Muni, One Stop, Favorable Committee Sub, Unfavorable Original Bill. The original bill is placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 646 is placed on the calendar pursuant to Rule 36B for April 11th.